This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day, because this weekend is Mother's Day. Well, I mean, Sunday of this weekend is Mother's
it's
Day.
It's a weekend thing now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so if you have not gotten something done, you got a day and a half to get yourself squared away to do something for mom. Go ahead and make that happen, especially because you know you was wilding. You know you annoyed the hell out of her, and that's where our question of the day starts. What are some of the things that you did as a kid that disappointed or upset your mother?
The most.
713-572-4610. Lopez, don't go ahead. I need you to know something.
Yeah?
Don't go monopolize this segment, because I know you was annoying your mama.
Yeah, I know. Lopez.
I know you was annoying
your
mama.
He could take this whole segment.
No, man. I was a good kid. I was always
What happened?
I know, yeah. Then what happened? No, that's fair. But I was always like straight, you know, good student, good kid. I was the baby. I was her favorite, all that stuff. But two things immediately came to mind that I felt so bad, man. Like you kind of this happens, and then you're like, that probably wasn't good. The first one, so you're in high school, right? You're always eating snacks, watching TV. You eat like crazy, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So I used to like whatever, get a sandwich, get a snack, you know, candy, whatever, and I'd put the wrappers between the cushions of the couch.
Oh, man, I hate that.
Where I sat. And, you know, my mom would always tell me, just take them, throw them to the trash. It's just right there, blah, blah, blah. And then one day she said, I can't believe I did this. She says, I would rather you just throw them in the middle of the room than stuff them between the cushions. So I grabbed them out of the cushions and I tossed them to the middle.
Oh, you were a jerk.
Oh, man. I just did like a jump shot with all the trash.
You catch a chancla for that one?
I caught a chancla.
Okay, very good.
I caught my dad's ire. I caught I caught a lot of grief. I just said, all right. And I went, just threw him in the middle.
About how old? Like, I need to get in the mental frame.
It's high school, right?
Yeah, 15, 16.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
that's
about right.
I just did a little jump shot.
You need your feet whooped for that one, man.
Jump shot with all my trash.
That is unbelievable. So, I hope the gifts after that were good. There was a couple that came to mind, which is weird because disappointment was an interesting word. I immediately thought of like where I chose to go to school out of high school. So I made a decision that I was going to go to Kansas State University out of high school. Like I was set. My mom's was like, "You sure? You sure?" And I was like, "Nah, I'm going to do this. Like I'm going there." It's like, "Out of state? You sure? Cost money." I'm like, "Nah, man, I got this scholarship. Yeah, and it's going to work. This is top five architecture school in the nation. I'm doing it."
Yeah.
When I tell you the decision was made that I was going to come back home after a year. And this is the thing. She didn't give me a lot of grief then, but I could tell.
Yeah.
And ever since, I'm talking about, what is it, a decade and a half?
To
this day. I told you. It's not that explicit. This is why it hurts more. It's the little references in there. Like, And, you know, I when I was telling you not to go to Kansas State, it's like, oh, God. Oh,
here we go again.
All right. Yes, I get it. I did not go to the place that you wanted me to go. I spent a lot of money I probably shouldn't have. Yes, you're right. I get it.
Where did she want it? I'm just curious.
Somewhere that was not Kansas State.
Manhattan, Kansas.
Probably what like she, Texas Tech or something.
What she have against Kansas State?
Money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Money.
So
she was right. Like, that's the thing that sucks. Because I know that
after
she was right.
A year.
Mm-hmm. I know that she was right. And you talked about stuff in the cushions that did make me think. I used to be the kid that stuffed everything underneath the bed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And she ate me up behind that.
Or drove him nuts.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So I was sitting here trying to think. I couldn't really think of one, so I decided to text my mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is always good.
Yeah, so this is what she said. Shout out to my mom. I don't know if she's listening now or watching it on the YouTube. But I asked her, I sent her the question of the day, and this was her response. She said, when you had that rental car and you was at church, and y'all, which is y'all was my first girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who I got with at
did
church.
She like her?
Huh?
Did she like her?
Yeah, she loved.
Okay, good, because that y'all could mean something else. If she had,
y'all,
you and that woman.
No, she liked her a lot. Mm. I think she still talked to her, which is kind of
that's weird.
It's a little bit. I'm gonna have to talk to my mom about that. But she said, when y'all had that rental car and y'all was at church and y'all was going to McDonald's, didn't come back for a while.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah,
just that one time. So,
yeah, she kind of figured out that we left church and we was kind of messing around.
Oh,
I totally forgot about that. Oh. So I didn't realize she was that disappointed in me.
How about the 832 said in sixth grade, he took his mom's divorced wedding ring, his divorced mom's wedding ring, and gave it to his girlfriend.
Hey man, she not gonna use it. You know what I mean?
Sixth grade, got a diamond wedding ring.
Let me get that. You know, you're not using this, so let me give it to somebody who will. Yeah, that's crazy because there's a lot of money there that you probably would have recouped in that way.
Oh, man, they are rolling in.
414 flushed crayons and markers and an orange down the toilet at school and then lied about it for 2 months until the principal called their mom and talked to her on the phone for 2 hours. Then you owned up to it. Yeah, you waited too long, friend. You spent way too I don't know if it would have been better if you had owned up to it earlier, but it definitely got worse. Yeah. Like I know that for certain.
I know this has happened to a lot of people. 346. My mom went to slap me and I caught her hand.
Oh, yeah. And now you fighting back. That's even though you're not fighting back, but now you are fighting back.
Nah, I told y'all my story. I thought she was about to hit me, and I just kind of tried to cover my face.
Yeah.
And she thought I was about to backhand her.
He hit me. He grabbed her hand, and then he said, that's when she started grabbing random things around the house to hit me with.
That's the big mistake as a kid. Like when you try to get grown and grab the hand,
it's tough.
It's like, oh, nah.
And this is one might take the cake. Because, again, this is another one of those. They said from the 361, when I was 16, my mom got me an interview where she worked, and I failed the drug test. So not only
at 16,
only were you out here doing the drugs,
but you embarrass me now.
That's the
at
thing.
My job
at work
for the rest that's of her the career. There, it's like, oh, you know, her son does drugs.
Yeah,
he failed the drug test.
Like, I can't even get my son in because he failed a drug test.
You just over there making your mom look bad,
Patty, like she, son.
Like she don't know how to, like she ain't give you no home training. That's the one that really gets man.
I had one where I borrowed my big brother's jacket to go out, whatever. And my mom washed it the next day, and she came in red in the face. Just, is this yours? Is this yours? Is this yours? And I was like, what? And she was holding it up, and it was a condom.
Oh, man.
Wrapped, I hope.
Yes, wrapped. And I said, nah, I borrowed Manuel's jacket. That's got to be his.
Nah, you dirty dog. Ain't no way.
Oh, boy. I got off the hook with my mom. But my brother had something to say about that.
I bet you caught some fists.
He used to hit me in the thigh so nobody could see it.
That's how you do it. That's a smart man.
My thigh would be all bruised.
It's maniacal,
so
but
he,
it's a smart
so
man.
He got in trouble.
He got in trouble, and then he pounded my thigh about 100 times, and it was just black and blue.
And you earned it. You earned it. And from the 346, they are, yes. It said, thing that they upset their mom, or their, no, actually this one. Married my wife, it's been 8 years, still the same. Yeah,
oh, man.
That's one of those ones. You did one of those things that she did not approve of.
Yeah.
You are in the doghouse. A lot of those are coming in. Keep those coming in. But really, more importantly, remember what you did to your mom and make sure that you thank her accordingly on this Mother's Day on Sunday.
Even if she's still mad at you.
That's right. That's right. If you have the opportunity to, and of course, one of the things I always want to remember on days like this, condolences if you don't, because I know that not everybody, like, these types of occasions, we typically think of them as like happy ones.
And single parents.
Right. So, if you do not have that happiness, my condolences and my thoughts are with you, because I know that it's not always a happy time for everyone. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to Around the NFL, where we're kind of around NRG in some ways. We got numbers, baby. We got numbers from training camp. We'll talk about, or from rookie minicamp, rather. We'll talk about that and more next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.